save your chosen peace. On Hit 92.9.
Oh my gosh. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning. What an intro.
Oh, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Crazy time.
Now, babe, last night you decided to leave the mansion. Now, one thing I like to do with all the contestants that come off is clear up some of the headlines that I've read. And one of the biggest things I think that has happened from this season is the fact that it was someone made up a rumor saying that most of the girls are paid actors or actors.
Are you
an actor?
I wish I was an actor, honestly, so that I could switch on and off in the mansion, but I couldn't. I was feeling all the energy and bad vibes and good vibes. I wish I was a paid actress, actually. So
okay. Now, did you go in the house to find love or just for clout?
I went in there for love because I am 34 years old and I kind of thought, you know, there might be a Sam Wood. Because he met Snezana when she was 34, so I thought maybe it's my time, but it wasn't. So now hopefully I might get a bit of clout, but mainly I want to focus on providing like a forum for young women to talk about issues pertaining to women of colour. I want to talk about immigration, social issues, mental health, and that's what I'm working towards.
Okay,
now.
What was brought you to start that?
I think because I worked in magazines for a long time, Dolly, Cleo, Cosmo, and from my editorial background, I've always been about women's empowerment. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of interest in social, political issues, and also the trials that I've experienced with my father going through motor neurone disease for 8 years, disability issues, and all the mental health struggles that come from caring from someone that's sick.
Okay.
And also my own battles of like addiction, eating disorders, stuff like that. And I feel like I've healed areas and found joy and fire and passion in life again, which this show gave me, because if I didn't have Rhonda and if I didn't have the tension in the house, I wouldn't be able to know how to stick up for myself or speak up or have any self-worth. So, sorry, I'm just on fire at the moment.
Sounds
totally
like it, mate. You go, girl.
Totally okay.
And eating an apple and...
Red or green apple.
All really important issues, though. Can we talk about the addiction?
Addiction issues in the past, about 10 years ago, I had a bit of a hard party girl lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I could not seem to function without touching substances. And it was when I turned to God and became a Christian, I was free from all that.
Right.
And found happiness and joy and peace in God, and had to start healing all the wounds that caused me to want to numb myself and not feel any emotional pain.
Oh, girl,
my head's
that's
spinning
the
here.
Last thing I expected you to say, especially from watching The Batchy. Just even the conflict alone between yourself and Roxy was pretty... Yeah. I was like, dang, Juliet is so, so sassy. I'm not saying that people of God can't be sassy, but... I just thought someone that would be following God would be wanting to promote peace.
Oh, mate, there's some spicy God girls out there.
Well, usually I am, but I realise that sometimes kindness can be seen as a weakness. And
yes.
Only be kind and composed and elegant and silent for so long, and people will keep walking all over you and, spout aggression towards you, and I've had enough.
Okay, how's Roxy going? Obviously, you two were both very, very heated in the mansion, a couple of fights. In fact, Roxy left after a discussion with you in the bathroom. We've got some audio from what happened when we spoke to Roxy. What an exit last night. What was it like to watch back?
That was in true Roxy fashion, to be honest, flipping the bird and with a big grin on my face.
A skank, one of the most underused words in Australia these 100. Days. I have not thrown a skank out for so long.
Since Mean Girls.
Yeah. Mate, did you have fun on the show, or were you just sitting there going, I'd not be friends with many of you girls outside of this show?
No, I was friends with pretty much everyone in the house, bar one person.
Bar one person, is that Juliet?
Irene.
Unfortunately.
All right, girlfriend, now here's your right of reply. Because, I mean, did you hear her call you that, or that happened outside the mansion?
That happened outside the mansion.
When she was leaving, yeah.
So I would have preferred her to say it to my face, and I probably would have laughed and rolled my eyes.
The word skank, very underused in the English language these days.
Yes, I haven't heard it since probably the 80s.
Yeah, no, neither have I.
What was that? What did you say to her in the bathroom that she finally just said, you know, I'm done and walked out, decided to leave the mansion?
To be honest, that's Roxy's version of events, but I made sure that all my interactions with Roxy were in front of the camera so that there's all accountability. That's why you hear me say, it's all on camera, because I made that choice so that there wouldn't be any rumours about what happened behind closed doors, because I could say anything happened behind the cameras.
I've got a question for you. I tried to do a deep dive into your social media background. Why are you on private?
I'm on private because I have to see whether you're worthy of following me.
You're 14,000, though.
Which is 14,000 wonderful people.
14,000 worthy followers.
Are you going to accept Xavier when he follows you?
Too bad.
I'll follow you back. I want to have fun and have a chat. I'm sorry.
We'll see you later on.
Hey, Juliet, nice to talk to you, mate.
God bless.
A lot to unpack there. So,
sorry, complicated.
Good luck with what's coming next for you. You've been wonderful.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate your support and for asking me challenging questions. Oh, breaking out.
No, I loved it. And Juliet, I like to say when people jump on here with a religious background, I sometimes say God bless at the end. Is that
sweet? That's wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you too. I didn't even say it to you.
He's never read a Bible in his life, Juliet.
You went to a Catholic school, though.
No, I didn't.
All right, mate. Bye.
See ya.
That's one of the... Bye.
Bye. The Bachelor tonight. 7:30
Yes, we are.
10.
That definitely took some turns.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know when you sort of have an idea of how a chat's going to go and then...
I totally forgot to ask her about who's been sliding into her DMs.
God.
Well, not me. Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.